Well, as promised, I'm joined by Ralph Hutter of Craftwork. It is a pleasure and indeed an honour to have you here, Ralph.
Thank you.
Really is a great, great pleasure. And I'm sure it will be for a lot of people listening. And Tour de France Soundtracks is
yes.
the album, which we're here to talk about. Now, the interesting thing about this is that the original commission for Tour de France, it wasn't your idea. It was their idea, wasn't it? They wanted some music making to commemorate the bike race.
No.
No? It was your idea.
Our idea from 1982-83. I had this idea of writing a composition about our fanatical hobby, riding the bikes and doing cycling exercises, which we've been doing long before, and to transform this experience into a musical work. And then we did the single in 83. It was planned as an album. I had this whole concept of the Tour de France album together with my partner Florian Schneider. And then we just lost the album concept and went on to some other digital exercises, working on the Technopop album, which then became the Electric Cafe album. And so now, last year when we did concerts in Paris with the new digital Kraftwerk laptop live situation, and the idea, we had always been playing the composition Tour de France in all our tours, which we did in the 90s. And then the idea got back, and some of the lyrics I'd written with my friend Maxime Schmidt in French. So we then decided in working on finishing the album, which had been quietly sleeping for 20 years. And so it's now been finished for the 100th anniversary of the Tour de France.
So it wasn't the organizers of the race that commissioned
all,
in the
no,
first place.
No,
I always
no,
thought
they
that,
were,
I see.
No, they were very surprised and happy when they got the music. And this year they invited us as a gesture to be part of the race with helicopter. And we've been in the guest limousine right behind the director of the race, who is always in his red car with the right behind the peloton, inside the race, and that was a fantastic experience. So we've been doing all these Alp passes and Pyrenees ourselves over the last couple of years, but now being as a guest inside the race and all the media and helicopter and motorbike, car and riders and the public was an amazing experience.
It must be interesting for you to be in public. Do you actually get recognized very often by people?
No.
Do they know you?
No, sometimes.
And yet, if they knew who you were, I'm sure they'd be delighted to talk to you.
Well, we get normally recognized. Or
thinking back, which I know I'm sure you don't want to do, to your college days. This is where you met Florian.
Yes.
At Dusseldorf Conservatory.
Yes, and some experimental courses of experimental and improvisational music.
So it must have been a very advanced university, this, was it?
Yes, there was like summer courses for improvisational music, and then we ran into each other and stayed there from 68 until now 2003. So it's Kraftwerk is 33 years in action since 1970 with our Kling Klang studio.
Yeah.
We've been going for 33 years, and the Tour de France is now for 100 years, so there's still time to go.
Yeah, so do you feel like you haven't finished your education yet?
Not at all, no. No, we...
You're constantly learning, and everyone else is learning who's listening to you as well. We're going to play three tracks from the album. Chrono is the first one that I've chosen, so we'll hear that first, then we'll talk to Ralph Hutter some more after this. That was Chrono by Kraftwerk from Tour de France Soundtracks, the new album. Ralph Hutter is still with us, I'm delighted to say. Now, you actually made two albums, which I've never heard. The first album was High Rail, and then VAR in 71 and 72. I've never heard these albums. Would I recognise them as Kraftwerk albums if I heard them?
What is High Rail?
The first record that you made.
It's not High Rail. It doesn't exist.
Well, that's that clear.
It doesn't exist.
So what was the first album that you made?
Kraftwerk.
Kraftwerk.
The second is Kraftwerk 2, and the third is Ralph and Florian.
Right, well, Ralph and Florian I knew about, but the first two I never heard. So these names that I'm getting, we'll just forget those names. The first two albums, I still haven't heard them. So would I recognize them as Kraftwerk albums?
Yes, part of the minimal concept would be recognizable, but we started from electroacoustic, like transforming with our Kling Klang studio into the fully synthesized music from 73, 74, Autobahn. It's really the first was...
Is that the first album that really sort of came together?
Yes.
Yeah.
In a way. Well, gradually progressing into the synthesized music.
Mm. I mean, some would say it almost as a scientific advance, what you're doing, as well as a musical advance. I mean, you really were creating technology that wasn't there.
Yes, and we had certain ideas, and then we worked very closely with some engineers with us. They built instruments for us, and we built ourselves. The electronic drums, of course, was built by my partner and friend Florian Schneider, together with our friend painter Emil Schult, and then we had later sequences built and elements of musical synthesizers combined by technicians, and then later when we went into more computerized music, when home computers were available.
Seems hard to imagine that
the
was
album
a time
computer
when
they world was already out. We didn't have home computers in those times, and then a couple of years later, and then from there to laptop equipment that we have now, it's been quite a development.
So you've seen the technology change all the time.
Yes, and it's been very helpful for us, and now we can travel and mobile, and we did concerts all over the globe.
So you literally take a laptop and just close it up?
Yes, before we took our Kling Klang studio, and it was tons of equipment, mm-hmm. and it was very fragile, and sometimes, you know, the music machines would be out of tune, or would run out of tune, and electricity currency changes, and such a lot of problems coming, and we've been working very much during the day to set up for the concert, which we couldn't do so many. And but nowadays, we're very mobile.
Turn up. You could just put the laptop in the overhead locker
on
the plane?
That's what we did. Yeah, we presented that for the first time last year, September, in Paris, Cité de la Musique. And the robots were next door in the Musée de la Musique, and they stayed there for 9 months doing their electronic dance. And we have been going to Japan, Australia.
Have these robots been literally the same robots since they were first created? Or have you had new models?
No, they developed also, but these we're having since the early 90s, and they're still functioning. We change little screws and little elements that have been used.
You tinker with them?
Yes. Yeah.
You see, it must be tempting to send a robot along to do interviews. That must be the next step. Then you won't need to leave the home.
Yes.
You welcome that day, I'm sure. I'm glad you're here and not the robot. I'm going to play Titanium now from the album Tour de France Soundtracks, and then we'll talk just some more after this. That's Titanium from Tour de France Soundtracks by Kraftwerk, who are back, and Ralph Hutter is still with me. So is that about Titanium?
Yeah, that's very personal, because our bikes are made out of titanium,
right.
And we're using carbon parts, wheels, and aluminium elements on the bike, so this is very close material for us.
Yeah. Well, you've always been fascinated by machines, obviously, and the science of the machines, and this has come out in your lyrics, in the songs themselves. Were you always interested in mechanical stuff as well as music when you were very young? I mean, were you the kind of person who would take the back off of a radio or a television?
Yes, sometimes, but mainly we're interested in the everyday context of technology. So we've also been working with engineers and not actually inside the technology, but using technology and viewing different aspects, like man-machine aspects of like cooperation between us as men and machines.
Mm-hmm.
That's been what Kraftwerk is about.
Now, some would hold Kraftwerk up in the same light as the Beatles. You're as influential as the Beatles, some would say. In fact, more so, I would say, because there are so many entire genres of music that may not exist if you hadn't done what you did in the early days. New Romantic the movement that occurred here in this country. That's just one thing. But if you look at just the whole of the 80s, all pop music seemed to be based on synthesizers, which you can trace back to you. Electro, hip-hop, it just all goes back to Kraftwerk. I mean, do you sort of feel this weight of influence, or do you try not to think about it?
Well, the vision that we had was electronic folk music, and over the years it has become a reality, from pocket calculators to computers, and so for us it's very very energetic feedback to go and continue and work further in this direction.
If I gave you an acoustic guitar now, could you play a tune on it? Are you good on the guitar?
No, I play keyboards.
Right, so you really, that's your only instrument, as it were?
Yes, and not, the keyboard is a steering wheel.
Yeah. So it's not the actual playing of the keys that matters.
No,
it's
no.
What you get at the other end of it.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. It does make sense. Autobahn is the piece of music or the album, but certainly the track, the 22-minute track, that changed your life in that the world suddenly heard this track and fell in love with it. It actually sold thousands of copies in America and in the UK as well. And it doesn't sound dated. It still sounds futuristic, which is a strange thing because so many records made in the mid-70s sound very old and primitive. But when you were doing it, did you realize that this was a very important piece of music?
Well, we'd just been having endless tours in Germany from the universities in my old Volkswagen, which is on the cover of Autobahn. And that was like a vision of our music coming from the car radio, because in Germany we wouldn't be playing our music on the radio. Mm. And so this was a fiction. And then by later doing some kind of a Autobahn drone, Raga, humming, and the engines are tuned. We did this with synthesizer, controlled oscillators, filters, and then this vision has become a reality for us.
And do you listen to other kinds of music as well as electronic
music?
Well,
we listen to the environment, to the sounds, the world of sounds. Kling Klang is what we use as the world of sounds. It's also the name of our studio. And we go to clubs, to discotheques, to dance clubs. We listen to the sound in the streets, the sound in nature. So it's all incorporated into music.
And do you have Beatles records at home?
No.
No. Is it because you're not interested in the Beatles, or it's just not for you?
Oh, it's played on the radio. I don't listen to records at home at all.
Because it's on the radio?
I don't listen to so much music. I compose music.
Right. That's good. And what about punk rock when that was occurring? Did that come into your radio at all? Because, you know, as you were getting big, so was this whole, you would have thought, opposite kind of music, angry guitar music.
Yes, it was an energy level projected into this musical style that was very positive energy into the boring world of mainstream rock. So that was the electronic experimental music on this side, or the electronic, and then the energy punk.
So you could see similarities really between yourselves
in a way,
punk?
Yes, also a certain simplicity, minimalistic attitude, definitely.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to play Tour de France now from the new album. It's been a great pleasure to speak to you. Of course, carry on making music. Don't leave such a long gap this time. Get another record out very soon. This is Tour de France from Kraftwerk. Thank you very much, Ralph Hutter.
Thank you.